Broughton and his crew are communists. They are atheists. So our community faces a choice. Christ or Jimmy Broughton's whore?
He called us antichrists.
We're in his parish, so he must confront us. And the entire Catholic community are all watching him.
Make no mistake, it's a disaster for the community.
It would be a tragedy if we turned him into a martyr.
Now stand aside.
Yeah, Christ, any man goes through that gate gets a bullet in the head.
Okay, here's the deal. The period drama Jimmy's Hall examines the ever-happening clash between youthful freedom and the older generation's culture. In this film, the conflict centers around a community center built in a small Irish town in the 1930s. Political activist Jimmy Gralton builds the hall after spending time in America, bringing with him ideas of music and dance. However, the conservative Catholic leadership of the town sees it as a threat to the impressionable youth. What starts as a political disagreement soon becomes violent. Beautifully shot, showing the lush Irish countryside, Jimmy's Hall tells a timeless tale about the conflict between generations. While there are definitive antagonists in this movie, it avoids demonizing most of them and presents this as a battle of tradition versus social progress. While the internal politics of the town and the nuances of the interpersonal relationships of the people can be hard to follow at times, Jimmy's Hall tells the overall compelling story with no easy resolution. Sure, the story is 80 years old, but there will always be something to learn from this conflict that can be applied to current ones that are more relevant in today's world. Jimmy's Hall gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.